Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. Table of Contents Introduction. The physiology, what's actually happening under the skin. Timing your protocol. Don't kill your off-season gains. Key takeaway, frequently asked questions. Introduction. Ask any athletic trainer working a packed competition season, and they'll tell you the exact same thing. Recovery isn't about resting. It's about shortening the dead time between severe muscle damage and full physical readiness. While cold water immersion has been a staple in training rooms for decades, traditional ice and A-tub setups rarely deliver clinical results. When UNDASH at 8217-DASH re-managing micro tears, joint inflammation, and heavy DOMS across multiple athletes, temperature precision is everything. Dumping bags of ice into a tub leads to rapid warming within minutes, leaving half your team soaking in lukewarm water. That's precisely why modern athletic facilities have moved away from manual ice bags toward a dedicated water chiller for ice bath configuration. A solid chilling system locks the water into that strict 50 degrees Fahrenheit to 59 degrees Fahrenheit, 10 degrees Celsius to 15 degrees Celsius. Window keeps the water moving and runs multi-stage filtration, meaning every athlete gets the exact same therapeutic vasoconstriction, whether they're first or last in line. The physical build of the setup matters just as much when you and Ash 8217 re on the road. For travel teams and outdoor training grounds, high-grade PVC cold plunge tubs have pretty much replaced brittle acrylic models. Leading commercial recovery brands like Plunge Chill have popularized these heavy-duty PVC systems precisely because they hold up against punctures, insulate far better in extreme weather, and can be deflated and packed into a gear trunk in 10 minutes without cracking. The physiology, what's actually happening under the skin. Heavy eccentric movement tears up muscle fibers. Your body responds with acute inflammation, which is normal, but excessive local swelling quickly restricts oxygen to neighboring healthy tissue. We call this secondary hypoxic damage, and it's what turns minor soreness into a multi-day recovery setback. Cold exposure interrupts that downward spiral through three main mechanisms. Targeted vasoconstriction. Getting into 50 degrees Fahrenheit to 59 degrees Fahrenheit. Water forces cutaneous and intramuscular blood vessels to narrow fast. This blunts local fluid accumulation, slows down cell metabolism, and protects healthy surrounding tissue from dying off due to oxygen starvation. The reactive surge. The moment an athlete steps out of the water and starts rewarming, their blood vessels dilate rapidly. Fresh oxygenated blood floods back through the tissue, sweeping away metabolic waste and inflammatory cytokines that built up during exertion. Pain modulation. Cold temperature slows down nerve conduction velocity. It dulls pain signals right at the nerve level, giving athletes immediate relief without dumping NSAIDs or other meds into their system. Timing your protocol. Don't kill your off-season gains. More cold isn't better cold. If you want the tissue repair benefits without blunting long-term adaptation, your timing needs to match the athletic season. During the competition cycle, get athletes into the cold within 30 to 60 minutes after their session. Keep the soak between 10 and 15 minutes at 50 degrees Fahrenheit to 59 degrees Fahrenheit. The goal here is simple: crush acute inflammation, flush the legs, and get ready for the next game. In the off-season, play it differently. If an athlete is in a dedicated hypertrophy or maximum strength block, hold off on cold immersion for at least 4 to 6 hours after lifting. Freezing the muscle right after a heavy session dampens acute inflammatory signals like MTOR, which you actually need to drive muscle growth. Key takeaway: cold water immersion won't replace good sleep or proper fueling. But when you couple precise temperature control with gear that actually survives a season, it remains one of the single most reliable ways to keep high-performance athletes on the field. Frequently asked questions. Is colder always better when it comes to recovery water temperature? No. Water colder than 50 degrees Fahrenheit, 10 degrees Celsius, triggers excessive cold shock and muscle shivering, without adding therapeutic value. Keeping the water locked between 50 degrees Fahrenheit and 59 degrees Fahrenheit induces optimal vasoconstriction while remaining safe for 10 to 15 minute protocols. How do team facilities maintain sanitation with multiple athletes using the same ice bath? Traditional tubs require constant draining, which wastes water and time. Modern commercial setups utilize integrated circulation pumps, ozone or UV disinfection, and high micron particle filters to maintain clear, sterile water across back-to-back user sessions. Should athletes take ice baths before workouts or competitions? Generally, no. Pre-workout cold exposure reduces muscle temperature, power output, and nerve conduction velocity, which can increase injury risk. Pre-cooling is only used in extreme high heat environments under strict supervision to manage core body temperature, not for muscle recovery. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles, designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.